To talk about what impact that might have on the contracting community is Stan Soloway, President and CEO of the Professional Services Council. Stan, thanks for being on with me. I imagine you're having just as crazy a day as we are and the folks on Capitol Hill are and the people at the agencies are having.
Well, I don't think any of us can compare to what's going on the Hill, but it is kind of crazy.
Yeah. What do you think of all this? It's just a big mess, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, my opinion changes like every 20 minutes. I still think there's going to be a deal tonight, but who knows?
I agree with you. I'm trying to remain optimistic, and yet I guess we're in the same position as the agencies and the contractors that are your members. We have to prepare just in case because you're right. It's very fluid and changes all the time.
That's right. That's right. And the sad thing is that even if a deal is struck today, I'm afraid we're going to be right back here about 90 or 120 days from now.
Yeah, it certainly does look like that. Listen, if the agencies, if there's no deal and tonight at midnight is it, what happens to members of the contracting community who are in the middle of working on deals?
It'll vary dramatically, depending on the kind of contract they have, whether it's funded already or not, the nature of the work they're doing, where the work's being done. By and large, if you have a fixed price contract that's already funded, now you should be able to continue working. But there will be cases where to do your work, you need access to federal facilities that are closed, you won't be able to work. Other types of contracts, which are subject to annual appropriations, there's simply not going to be funds to continue the work, and those employees will not be able to go to work. And that'll place a lot of pressure on the companies, which they've been working on, you know, putting their plans together for weeks in terms of what they do about their employees, how they support them and take care of them. And, you know, we'd like to think that every company is going to be able to step up and take care of their folks, but the reality is, you know, particularly if it's more than a few days of a shutdown, it's going to be a tremendous financial burden, particularly for smaller and mid-sized firms. So a lot of uncertainty, and they'll find out for the most part on Monday if there is a shutdown. Some people, I think, already kind of know intuitively the nature of their work and their contract type and so forth, but the final word will get out to folks Monday morning during the so-called orderly shutdown period.
Mm-hmm. Some of the situations that people will find themselves in include you work for a contractor, but you're actually on site at the agency, and so
Right. Technically
you're not furloughed, but if the doors are locked where you're supposed to be going and performing your work, what do you do next? And that's, I imagine, something else that will vary from company to company and maybe even contract to contract.
Yeah, there'll be some variability in there. It's probably less going to be a case of where you have a program office, for instance, of 50 people, and the program office is locked. If anybody's deemed to be essential in that office, it's going to need to be accessed. But what if you're supporting library IT systems, and the libraries are closed, and you can't get in to do the work you're supposed to do, even though your contract is already funded? And that raises all kinds of questions. It's a bad example, but there will be cases where even funded workers and contracts won't be able to perform. Hopefully, by and large, they will be. But again, a large swath of contracts are subject to annual appropriations, and we'll just have to see exactly what percentage of them are able to keep working and what can't.
I hate speculation, and I hate what-ifs, but we're kind of out of other options at this point. What happens if this goes to Sunday afternoon or Sunday night with a deal done and everybody's supposed to be back to normal on Monday morning? There's no way that's possible, I would think.
Well, I'm not so sure that's true. I think that I may be overstating it here, but I think that's part of the purpose of a so-called orderly shutdown. Federal employees, as I understand it, will be expected to come to work Monday morning.
Yes, that's correct.
To get their, sort of, pardon the expression, get their affairs in order. So if there's a deal Sunday night, they'll come to work as planned. I know the Defense Department and others are telling their contractors that they will be informed Monday or to be briefed Monday as to what their status is. So if there's a deal over the weekend, it shouldn't be too difficult with minor perturbation to get things up and running fairly smoothly sometime Monday. Where it gets trickier is if there's no deal Sunday and we have a 2 or 3 day shutdown and people are off and then they're back, and that can get sort of crazy.
Yeah.
But I'm less concerned about if there's a deal over the weekend than if once we start a shutdown, there's a process underway and then they try to reverse it quickly as well. That can cause challenges.
I guess that takes me to where I was going to take you next, which is, what is your number one concern at this point?
I think the number one concern I have, and I think for most folks, I think it's true of everybody, it doesn't matter if you're a federal employee or a contractor employee, is if there is a shutdown, how long is it going to be? If it's a day or two, I think we can all survive that, and it's none of this is good. But if it goes on, and this really becomes a protracted battle even more than we think it might be, and looks more like 1995 and 96, where we're 3 weeks plus into it, the pressures on individuals, on companies, are going to be enormous, and it is going to have an impact. And you look at here in the Northern Virginia, D.C. metropolitan area, where you have a huge concentration of federal employees, a huge concentration of federal contractors supporting the government, you could have a real measurable economic impact. I mean, you could actually figure some rough algorithms of what it would look like. So my biggest concern right now, number one, would be if there's a shutdown, what's the duration? I think number two is that hopefully if we hopefully do avoid a shutdown, or if it's relatively short and we get back to work, as I said a minute ago, you know, we're looking at this 3 or 4 months down the road, it's going to happen again. And I think everybody needs to take a step back and recognize that the impacts of the shutdown and of the CR are already being felt. They're being felt in federal agencies over the fact that they've had unstable incremental funding for the last 7 months. They're being felt in companies for the same reason. The Defense Department has already begun tracking cases where there actually have already been layoffs in program offices or, you know, manufacturing facilities because of unstable funding. So we shouldn't fool ourselves and think that the whole game is around a shutdown. That's certainly the big game. But there's already impacts being felt by this incessant incremental funding process and debate, and we need to, I think it's, I don't mean to sound Pollyanna, but we got to find a way around this because it's wrecking havoc with the government for federal employees, for their contractor supporters, and so forth.
All right. I appreciate you being with me this afternoon. This is serious stuff, and we'll keep in contact with you and to help us understand it as it all unfolds.
Always great to talk to you, Francis.
Thanks.